claro, ya, ¿me entiendes?
Ministry of Tourism and local authority. So all these
have multiple government sector can give the regular budget. And another one is that we have to be established culture heritage fact. Because all three cities, all four cities very well known, so we have to exploit some of the donation, devotion, and also with the help of development program, we need some of the economic developer or tech investor. So another one is in that nowadays we have to change some of the political system, administrative system. So not only the local higher authority, so-called national level, but also we have to persuade the local government. Because in that place is that we have seven division and four states, seven states. So the local government should support and sustain all its respective culture heritage. So management plan, that place is the not only the regional level one, that room is also included in the national level one. So we need to be the inter-ministerial organization. It is very much important one. After that, we have to be self-management board. It's the steering committee. It's all our sector included that one. Another one is in regional level, local level. We have respected time. We have already formed the office one, not only our department, but also some respected department. So we need to have heritage city government. All these are intended to be the employment facility so that we have to be the proper management plan. This is our management plan. So for the project we have for opportunity and strength. So here we have for opportunity is increase, promote economic and knowledge to the respective region. And another one is to develop the multiple effect. Because the normally the road is the way to Rangoon to the camp is accessible one, but nowadays unfortunately, some place has changed to the diversion. So now we have to be nomination dossier in the Ohio City with the help of the involvement in the local government. So it should be the most specific way to the Rangoon, Sarikata, Asian City, Paisano, and Pangaea. And threats, what are the threats? So actually, some place we have but still challenge for infrastructure. Normally, Rangoon is okay, Pekan is okay. But if you are staying in the Sarikendra, very limited one. But you are staying in the Paisano, it's very much limited. It's very difficult to accommodation. It needs to be the something supporting facility for visitor traveling. So this should be the challenge for all. Another one is okay, a lot of people come here and Asian Tiger are also here. So how to be if somewhat population pressure increase, something pressure, most of them. And this pressure is what we were monitoring, what we were controlling, and what the effect. So threat is the pressure and monitoring. Another one is once we are doing this type of project, we have some of the development pressure also. More often, this is also concept to be part of the fresh one. Another one, for the strength and weakness, we have already strength because we have very strong evidence of culture, culture and those respective theories. Moreover, Department of Archaeology and some of the related office, they have already established. It's not a big one, but it's giving the monitoring. Moderate and self-implement. And the roads, all the roads is there, within 1 day, we can be accessible to Rangoon. even go guide some of the identification, the place, inside the place, easy to be there, go here and there. So this is the inadequate explanation in some infrastructure. And lack of proper conservation. Because in that area, not only the enormous area, but also a lot of structural remains and archaeological evidence. So these are, with the help of weathering and even in those sense of the community, we have a lot of conservation measures. So to show and to present for this one, it is the weakness one. Another one is the passing the local community. This is, we are not sure they have already intervened with the, our project or not. And another one, the final one is we have only the two laws, like the antiquity law, regional law, but have to balance between the culture, sustainable culture, meditation, economic development, to be compromised. So now my presentation brought to the HSCT is valid or not, please clarify and
communicate.
Professor Sandong said, you must have to find the key success.
Which driver, policy, knowledge, community, money management, which way? That is the most practical for you to support or to convince the government to back up your project. Everything is fine, everything is good. I mean, information, your presentation is good. Okay? This is my comment. I'd like all of you to give a big effort to this group again, okay?
As we learned for the past 2 days, we are moving forward to AEC, accessibility. So your route must, in other words, you connect to Laos, to Thai, and so you must be inter-government. Once you come to government, your funding is not enough. Okay, in the real term, you need to identify how much money you need. And the time concern. Okay, the time concern. And what the Amita told you about the commitment of each government. Because it may take 5 years, 8 years. So once you put it to the table of government, all government must commit to make it successful. But to be committed, the government has to talk to Laos, to Thai people, means how to interlink the route to the ancient city. Okay, thank you very much. So, let's give a big hand to this group. This group, please, this group. Let's go ahead, please. Oh, the second group, please.
That's a very good component and positive feature.
every to nature and every walk or any matter. So, so we will see the black and white and trash and white and like this. So four opportunities. So we have something present. So but we put the present as only some of them, the like the result part. Then rich cultural heritage and potential employment and income. So for that opportunity, we can think about so the resource part. We, so all of us know here in our country, so a lot of the educated people, so most of them in employment. So that's why. So again, also, so for 2 years ago, so we have known so many of rich cultural writers in our country. That's okay, so we can accept the very easily. And another one is potential for employment and income. So if we do that, so with our so management, then it's the camp of potential and employment and income. That's the good opportunity for all of us. Another trend is to both resource person and educated the young generation is willing to do like to jobs and to employment. That's their lifestyle or that's their life pride. So it's a very good not only the material, the business, but also our soft mind question. Strong, yeah? Another one, so trust is the opportunity for the new generation in industry. So that's also so one of the post to be development as a service in the tourism industry or also the culture heritage to tourism. The next is to follow the flight in related setup. So it means that so these source can be applied. If we do, so human resource development training are held in each setup or to most of the generation. So we already presented the way in mind. That it can be applicable in any sector to beyond our country. That's also strength. So we are not announced only to expose and present the opportunity for strength of the positive way. There's always for the negative ways like the threat and weakness. To pull the threat, so lack of skill training. That's what we are supporting to this teacher right now. And so proper rules regulation. That's also we so what we what we understood is for only my experience. I have not to start with the tourism law and tourism manual. So that's the basic title. There will be some of the manual regulation. But I never start like this. If there are all issues or not. So that's why. So maybe so all of our young generation will be left of this good training. Then next is proper rules regulation. That's the I mentioned. Sorry. Then the third one is the budgeting needs of it. So actually we were lack of that aid. So this occasion is very helpful really. So we hope to such type of training in our near future. So for more to administrate to activity for all of people. Like that. And that's the threat. So because of these two questions, then trust we are so expressing so we so so weak, then also it's slow to increase the tourism industry. So the fact we like to say that's the threat. Then next one is the weakness. So the weakness is the supply infrastructure. Yes, supported infrastructure. So yes, that's the one of the weakness. So I mean so I know the to tourist guide 20 or tourist guide 19 from my friend. So that is other like transportation and order management 20. So rest of the related work for tourism to meet to left and to missing to do and to go on. So that's why we would like to support that so we were left supported for our treasure. Next one is ICT. Yes, that's also the we suffer because of normally so we our to the government trying to implement such type of the modernized teaching techniques to follow our education institutes. But it's still needed to be supported. That's why so we to present this as here. Then next one is cooperation and interrelated yes, that's very important. So that's why we to instruct that one to our keynote. That's it. I like to explain more about the cooperation, lack of cooperation and interrelation between our institution. Okay, so we put yesterday the lady presented about cultural tourism and management. Then with it to respect it we do be the floor. The problem is it was very nice the presentation. So before her presentation I was worried about the cooperation between the government department. Then she already explained and the made very clear to me that our minister, then our senior officer, they are now to going to understand each other and each sector. So that's why it's a change my idea. So I was thinking about the cultural tourism. Okay, they say to cultural tourism. That's it. There's not famous cooperation between two words, culture and tourism. So, but now I realize after this seminar, I realize that it's not enough only two words, culture and tourism. It should be to cooperate many of the governments that are like the education, like history, and technology, the economic management. So I think that I should like to organize all of the government setup should be cooperated more on them. So that's why so we focus that the cooperation between institution to our key point. That's the cooperation among the center, the related institution between Myanmar and partnership country. That's for our future. So, in case of human resource development, we propose like these to opportunity and strength. So, for that case, we can think about very easily with our administration. Here, without the human resource, God's resolution. Okay, God, what's the God's resolution? So I like to mention God's resolution is the righteousness that He has. That's the human to us to be up to the organization and management of the human resource. Because of the yesterday I lectured from our client caller. That's the tool thing is just organizing and management of the human or community or the professional or parents. So that's why so I understood that the cultural tool thing development is the depends on the situation of human resource. If it's unstable, if the human resource is stable like the place or surface of people, it will be okay. The cultural tourism will be stable and development. It's a very clear in the condition of development. That's a place and to unstable to abstract. That's why we would like to see to the cultural tourism is like that. The ball or soccer or anything, it is always to needing the stable situation. So that's the stable situation is based on the human resource. So for that case, how we should make the human resource development with these opportunity strength, weakness, and strength. Okay, so we could not be only two things of strength and opportunity like this. Okay, if we don't think about the weakness and threat like this, so one side would be fallen, and that's the situation is easily fallen. That's why, so my idea or our group idea, we like that the cultural tourism development, it depends on the human resource. And it should be based on the threat, opportunity, threat, and weakness. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. President. May I have our PhD experience spread on this result, person or human result to help you in the cultural tourism development. Please.
everyone in the country must visiting Vietnam tourism to outside. Probably tourism policy not only the country. So this is tourism. It's really nice. And don't worry about the trip of culture. If you want to keep the culture there, you lost it all. It will be horrible for you, but when you open the door to the tourists, very quickly. But when you give information, the tourists will not have your treasure, not your culture, not your living, not your natural culture. More value, creation. Do nothing, just bad tourists. They don't want to change to a quota to back home. The notion will be in a way within 2 or 3 days. How you like it to be forever? And it will be blooming in our heart, the soul of our forever.
Wow. Oh, thank you, Matt. We come in from the Republic. Not the finished. Finished now. Just cross all the now you're not close. Okay, go ahead, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, very good project again, okay? When I see this project the first time, I believe that this project will be implemented successfully in the future. You know what? The value of the project itself is totally perfect. More than 100% perfect. I'm going to say to all of you, okay? I'm saying to Madame, to the Minister of Culture, and probably to the President of Myanmar. If your country is going to grow rapidly within the next 5 or 10 years, you must first start with human resource development. And I'm going to tell you what, the key driver for the success of this project is the first one, policy. Government policy. Okay? Once government has a master plan about the policy for human resource development, the president must tell every minister of your country to get that policy implemented every department. Your country is going to grow rapidly within 5 or next 10 years, probably maybe even better than Thailand. And you know what? What we can do, for example, like in Thailand, our politician, one politician, proposed that the policy of human resource development become a national agenda. National agenda means every ministry must get it implemented, must work, okay? Must be the end result. So this is very important. The project is perfect. Very good. I like all of you on the top level of the government official to know this. Please write it down in paper proposal. Write it in systematic way. Okay, propose to the government. If the president of your country didn't get it, I'm going to come, you invite me to come again. I can explain to you. So the value of this project is very good, very good. The second thing is presentation. I don't like to say that it's good because actually it's not good enough, okay? I should use the word not good enough, maybe because of English communication. But actually, the people in this group, Madame, I saw one, okay, she finished a degree from economics, in economics. She got a master's degree in economics. You know what? People who got a degree in economics must be very intelligent. Stupid people cannot finish a degree in economics. Because economics is very difficult faculty in the world. You must be good in mathematics. You must be good in analysis. You must be good in monitoring and evaluation. And you must be good in application. Otherwise, you're not going to be a very good economist. So presentation, well, if I'm going to give you a score from 10, of our mother tongue language as we can develop. So the next thing is, I'm gonna point out something. If you let this project done in an efficiency and very much more effectively, okay, your country is gonna get a lot of benefits from this project. Because if you want to develop anything, the first thing is must come up, people. Don't forget people. Even you have a very beautiful several cultural heritage sites, if you don't have bad people, nothing. For example, in Thailand, a land of mine. Actually, well, most of us are still stupid, okay? But we have very good smiles. So a lot of people in other countries believe that we are a smiling country. Actually, we are very serious. Everything in Thailand is good. Okay, just like Dr. Mira said, except politics. This is practice. Okay, this is the truth. So we still have to develop many things. So if you have abundance of natural resources, including cultural resources, but you don't have a very good people, you don't have a decent people, decent it means ethically good. Your people must have a brain and also good deeds. It means you must have ethics as well. Intelligent and good people must come together. If your people are only intelligent, just like the people in Thailand, but they don't have ethics, they don't have morality, eventually the country is going to be collapsed. So a human resource development project is very good, madam. Okay, my message to your minister, the president, do it, okay? Because next time when I come back to Myanmar, I want to see intelligent Myanmar people. And also ethical, good people in Myanmar, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. In fact, when you talk about university, in this presentation, I think this morning, but Professor Yatola, you use English and body language. It's a must, you see. Sometimes, like he went to buy something in this community, in one day. But body language is very useful. You are very tired, body language. But anyway, let's say, briefly talking about this. Only two things, okay? The cooperation among related institutions. This is the structure of the management in Myanmar. You look like a report high local management. You have a university, you have separate agency, but you don't have cross-functional management. Okay? So you must leave your own silo, leave your own university. So the management, let's say, minister of the budget, must have signed a bunch of rules for cross-functional management. So we know every element to manage the situation. And one important thing here, you must overcome very soon, is the rule and regulation. You see, in Korea, for example, they have revised all the rules and the regulations from 10,000 to not more than 1,000. Because if you have so many rules, you're very annoying, not affect not yourself but to interfere. So congratulations to this group, second group. So this group here, this group, okay, first group.
Is a case study on inward archaeological site. So we intend to present, allow us to present two speakers that going to present the first part. So according to the project management, the fishbone or the water analysis, the key drivers must be the policy, knowledge, community, and the planning and management. And the policy, there must be the subtitle. If the policy must be the civil, and the civil rules and regulations, including rule of law. But if there is no the rule of law, there must be something happen. Okay, and after that, second, but if there is any rule of law, but there is no enforcement, isn't there what you call? In reality, nothing else happen also. And the rule of law and monetary body must be. But here in the Myanmar, some of their projects and some of their activities they start, but very soon it's already the finish up. And then sometimes we have no assessment also. Okay? That's the second point. And for the third point, there must be there should be the equity. Sometimes we have very the how to say sorry. There is no fair and square or the fair place. That's why it should be the equity. Should be have the equity. And the second the title, the knowledge. And the knowledge we arrange it for the knowledge, the educational knowledge as well as the academic knowledge. And then the special for the second number B, the special we should have the specialized and the professional, including the technical the knowledge. But and also we have to build our the capacity to compete the in the knowledge. And an interest for relational the knowledge, and here is in the election final here, we should stand active, liaison officer or communicator or the facilitator also. The third, the community. And the community, we have the education. Here is the education. We would like to focus on the monastic education, or we don't mention that monastic education or the academic education. So we should educate to the top level as well as the grassroots level also. That's the education. And then second point, we should have the interface to the community. But there is no interface. There may be the religious conflict on this. And then the third, we should have also the encapsulation. And then number four, and then many, we compose the 3 point also. This is result. And number B, FDI, foreign direct investment, as well as grant and spending. And to get the much more many, we have to try the good and new monetary system. But nowadays, we are still practicing using the FPC of FED. It means foreign agent certificate. But in the affluence of the much more foreign direct FDI company, we cannot produce sufficient the FPC. They cannot follow energy management. We have to control the knowledge management. Nowadays, we have a plenty of knowledge, but we know which is better for us. And also, the leadership management. And also, risk management. This is important too. Almost every country all over the world, we have sufficient risk management. Because in our country also, we have our own experience. And that is the 2008 cyclone. Okay, the F4, F5, they keep going to the water, analyze it. After the spread, the state number one is the state policy. Now we are going to the state policy is the democracy. But so we cannot say for sure. Okay, the second one, resources. For the resources, we would like to classify the four types. It is tangible resources, intangible resources, and also renewal or non-renewal also, and role models. We have been lost the role models in our country for a long time. And then opportunity. The another opportunity we have now that our Myanmar ordinary is become the top popular top 10 popular list in the popularity, especially in the tourism, and also number 2, FGM also. But the FGM alone, so we cannot stand. So we must invite for the joint venture. The benefit for the joint venture and every corner store, the special opportunities, we have to use the win-win win-win strategy or win-win condition all over the country, or the whole country. And the number 3, multi-religious attractions. In our country, in the jungle as well, every place, there must be the religious buildings, the different religious buildings or religious aspects of more of it. It is also the same power that is pressing the freedom of religion. Okay? And the week next, we also find out the monopoly. Yeah? Now we have the still the monopoly and the cronyism, and also in some department frankly speaking, in the some department there must be there are too many restrictive systems. It takes too long to finish up that procedure. And number 2, bribery and corruption. This is also very low. Best of my knowledge, our country is the second last after the Somalia. But it's in bad form. So we must try to live our space. Okay. So keep going to the number 3, the transparency and also mutual understanding. But in our country, there are the same department or the ministry, they have no interrelation. But they can finish up at the table. It takes too long. They can launch the strategic campaign. But don't get me wrong. Okay. And then language skills with critical thinking. But we have the same language skills. But the same China, we are the lack of critical thinking. Because we are under 26 years and nearly the 5 generations, including the previous military government, we are the first kind of officer, the first man. We are still in a box. We cannot go outside the box. Okay, they keep going to the threat. So for the threat, we are the still. We cannot can be lit by the tension of the same foreign country. That's why the terrorism. Terrorism, the theory and the all over the world, and the military policy and system. The end of the military policy and system is changing. Here in the Myanmar, they have the various different Asian race here. So different place, different race. The unit, and also now we are along to open the many changes. But there must be the still left some of the racist and the very strict the rules and regulations that it should be lived. And also the government for the government side they should allow to use the credit card and travel check. For the foreigners, but that's the big barrier. Because they don't want to bring in the cash money or the paper money. Okay, in the same way, the monetary system, if you still observe cancer, the decision also cancer. Okay, so third, different mentality, and also moral and the ethical values. Okay, this will allow me to cover them our presentation to our ethical leader, Mr. Nguyen. Now we can forward, please.
with our code.